This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit my head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these patterns?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, hide the sodium ascorbate, calcium ascorbate, whatever you got, ascorbic acid. I don't know, hide them all, because we're going to talk about vitamin C-mo-therapy with my good friend, Christopher Barr. He's not a doc. He's awesome. And he's with us to dissolve some of the myths as you try to dissolve your vitamin C powder into water. It's going to be amazing stuff, but scary stuff for those of you who think you know what vitamin C is and all about its history. We're getting ready to reveal it. But it is Dad's Day here, live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy Father's Day, of course, to Super Don, who's also a grandpa. And happy Father's Day to Chris Barr. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back in front and sideways and in between.
Yes, it is. And we have one of those iconic Father's Day greetings, an audio clip Super Don found for us. So we're going to play that right now. Perspective on Father's Day. At least you're not this guy. I think that was that Super Don. Was that Darth Vader? Didn't sound as much gravitas that clip. But Luke, I am your father.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, he was a father too. So, you know, you got to give Lord Vader his his props on Father's Day, I guess, right?
Eventually, he was redeemed as he somehow threw Emperor Palpatine down the pit of despair. So, anyway, happy Father's Day. We like to have a good time all the time. But special day for dads, if you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we talked a little bit about the Hegelian dialectic. Steve Agee had a great comment of the day last hour, Chris, and he's talking about why do people, you know, they don't see the left and the right, the artificial paradigm created from above, why, and then they go back, even if they recognize it, they go back into it, and, but Superdon loves the term no matter what, Hegelian dialectic, so it's all okay.
Well, it's an interesting sound, Hegelian dialectic, so it's fun to say. But primarily, people just don't use logic and reasoning. They cling to one side or the other primarily, and rarely ever is one side or the other the correct position. It's some reasoned portion of both. Maybe more than actually usually more one than the other. But
sure,
it's not so simple as one is black or white.
But as you know, like I said, these dialectics that are played out on us are designed to control us, to limit our ability to see clearly, think clearly, act clearly on information. And that's true in the holistic realm. We're going to get into that in just a moment as it relates to vitamin C. People are entrenched in their positions here, but we're going to go historical on them and hopefully lay out a beautiful picture that also is supported by the science. So stand by for that. By the way, Super Don, I think I sent it to you, but my daughter, Ari, she did a really neat picture for Father's Day because I've been asking her to do like an animated critter for the show, like maybe a mascot, right? Because you like the Hegelian dialectic. So I said to her, can you make like Hegelian dialectics, sort of like the minions of Despicable Me, you know, that kind of thing, right? And it would have encompass, like, you know, that left, right, and synthesis, right? So she drew me a critter this morning, a Hegelian dialectic, and it, you know, different colored eyes, and it's kind of coming together. So I don't know if we should share that, but I thought that was kind of a nice Father's Day gift.
Yeah, she did a great job, I thought.
Yeah, good start for the day here. So as we and thanks, honey, my little girl, love you, terrific, terrific, beautiful artist that you are. Now, what are we going to do now, Chris? Because this really, you know, we talk about things that rile the folks up, right? They get people angry. You know, the vegetarians versus the meat eaters, the Democrats versus the Republicans, the vitamin C people versus the I don't know. Where does this fit in?
Well, you gave me a great idea with the Despicable Me and the Minions, because now we can get a little graphic going for the Despicable C, which is only propped up by all the Minions who believe the inaccuracies upon which that so-called vitamin called C is based upon. You know, it's interesting because like I was at a meeting last month, and I've asked this from time to time, but a whole bunch of vitamin C, big time, major, large quantity vitamin C users at this conference. And, you know, I asked all of them a series of questions. Have you ever read the study for which St. Georgi received the Nobel Prize for discovering C? And it's 100% response rate in since I've been asking this question for more than 30 years. No. Have you ever read his speech that he gave to the Academy? No. Have you ever read Lynn's treatise on scurvy from which all of this is taken? No. See, people don't know what they're talking about, and they don't know that the so-called vitamin called C was propped up on a flawed, actually a bogus study that was put forth by industry because they'd figured out a cheap way to synthesize this substance that is today called vitamin C from refined white sugar. And to this day, more than 95% of all the vitamin C that anybody buys comes from refined white sugar, although much of that is now being taken now from refined white sugar that's made from corn and from specifically GMO corn. So if refined white sugar is not good for you, and it isn't, and if GMO corn is not good for you, and it isn't, how can anything derived from either of those two be good for you?
Well, that's a very good question, Chris. But if I ask you this, because we've talked about this, I've wanted to get this on the air for a long time now. What about this thing called C that isn't C, actually? Because you kind of intimated that they're taking this refined stuff from refined sugar and turning it into something they're calling C. But if you go back and read the original stuff and dig into the history books on scurvy and things, you find out what people think is C might not actually be C. That is so confusing.
Well, it's like the old game of telephone. Super Don, do you remember the old game of telephone?
Oh, sure. Yeah, where you sit in a circle and start on one end, somebody says something, and by the time it gets to the other end, it's completely different than what it was supposed to be?
Well, that's exactly what vitamin C is. Except it's a lot more than 10 people. It's thousands of people. And so, first of all, when you go back and see that Zent Georgi in 1928 isolated a chemical that he called hexuronic acid because that described the shape and the chemistry of that particular substance, he was looking for oxygen reductase factors, which today we call antioxidants. And he turned it away because it was a weak oxygen reductase factor. And yet today all we hear about is vitamin C, it's an antioxidant. Well, yeah, it's a weak antioxidant. And that's why it was rejected initially. But Zent Georgi was then approached by his big pharmaceutical, Hoffman LaRoche, saying, hey, we figured out a really cheap way to make this stuff. And they suggested a study to be done. And when you look at the study that was done, they knew how much of this particular extract of lemon juice contained of this hexuronic acid. So they gave half the subjects in the lab animals half the amount necessary to treat scurvy. and then they gave twice as much as the synthesized substance. So, of course, none of the animals they gave food got better because they gave them only half the amount they knew was necessary. And most, not all, by the way, most of the animals they gave twice as much of the synthesized artificial substance responded well. So they said, we've proven this. Well, if you go back to the foods from which vitamin C is said to exist, let's say lemons and oranges, well, go back to Lind's treatise on scurvy. What Lind didn't know, and what Zet-Georgi didn't know, and wasn't discovered for some years thereafter, is this so-called vitamin called C is extremely sensitive to heat, light, and oxygen. And that's well documented now, but nobody thinks about it. Well, Lind showed how he successfully prevented scurvy and reversed it. And the way that he did that, if you read his work, which I have, you see that he put lemons and limes into a cauldron. He then put that into water that he brought to a near boil and then heated it at that near boiling temperature for 12 to 14 hours. Well, we know for a fact you heat lemon juice and orange juice for 30 minutes and 70% of the C is gone. How much do you think was there after 14 hours? Okay. So obviously it wasn't this so-called vitamin called C that was the anti-scorbutic agent. But industry had a product to sell, which, by the way, the highest fine, criminal fine in the history of the U.S. was against Hoffman LaRoche and BASF for almost $1 billion in 2000 for price fixing on vitamin C. That didn't get any attention then or now. So it's been an industry con from the beginning. In fact, I like to tell people vitamin C, the C stands for con, because it just isn't what people are told that it is. And I know what caused the prevention and reversal of scurvy, and it has little or nothing to do with the so-called vitamin called C.
Well, let's get into this now. And you know, it's fascinating that you mentioned BASF. That's one of the demon spawn of IG Farben, right? Nazi Germany, the breakup of IG Farben, BASF right there. And they're the main producer, and although there are Hoffman LaRoche and others that have produced it now. But the price fixing that was in the news we covered some years back as well. And yet what you're saying, the original reversal of scurvy or prevention for scurvy, which they claim to be vitamin C, could not have been vitamin C. How is that possible, and what does that mean about everything you thought you knew about vitamin C? If you're at the edge of your seat, you're paying attention. Chris Barr is going to reveal it. What was that substance that was left over after heating up lemons and oranges for 12 hours in a vat near boiling water that would destroy vitamin C? What was left, and why did it prevent and reverse scurvy? We're going to get to that next. Also, how selenium at micrograms does far more than C does at grams. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, folks. I know it's upsetting to those of you who love the Flexner Report of 1910 and all that it brought about, but, you know, even 1 hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you tend to learn more than 4 years of medical school. In 1 hour, especially when we have not a doc on, Chris Barr, my buddy, and we're talking about the fallacies, the misinformation, misunderstandings of what's known as vitamin C, what it is not, and we're going through it, and I just left the cliffhanger as you're telling me the origin point of why vitamin C prevents scurvy because it was lemons and limes, and you're telling me the stuff that they mixed up and heated up, there really couldn't have been much, if any, at all of vitamin C in that concoction, yet scurvy was prevented in reverse. What was it?
Well, the whole basis is that when I first discovered this 35, 36 years ago, reading Lynn's treatise, reading Zengorgi's study, and then seeing Zengorgi's speech, you know, I went back and looked at all of the foods that are called or that are listed as high in vitamin C, and I looked for what else they contain. And all of the foods that are high in vitamin C contain from a minimum of four times up to and usually exceeding 10 times the amount of organic sulfur compounds. Now, this isn't any one. This isn't just sulfur. It's pantothenic acid, thiamine, biotin, methionine. You know, there are sulfur-containing compounds, so the sulfur content was the key. And why is that important? Well, what was the diet that these sailors existed on for 3 to 6 months at a time on the ocean when they couldn't have access to food? Well, I'd encourage the listeners, do your own experiment at home. Go buy a lemon or buy a lime, because they said they were called limeys because they used limes. Well, it wasn't limes they used. It was a concentration syrup from lemons and limes. But anyway, get a lime, put it on your table or put it in the kitchen window. See how long that lime lasts. It won't make it 3 to 6 months. In fact, it likely won't make it a month. Okay, so no, they didn't use limes. They used a syrup. So when you look at the diet they did live off of, it was primarily, almost exclusively, dried meats. That's because they could take that and dried fish, dried pork. You know, they used dried meat to live off of. Well, when you look at high-protein foods like those are, they're very high in methionine. In fact, the highest sources of methionine, which is a sulfur-containing amino acid. Well, in order for methionine to be broken down by the body, it requires the vitamin called B6. Well, the amount of B6 when you dry a meat out is reduced to almost nothing. What happens when methionine doesn't have B6? It stops in its breakdown process at homocysteine, which today is known to tear up the arteries and cause internal bleeding, basically mimicking scurvy. So they were eating a diet high in methionine, very low in B6, that caused their arteries, their veins to break down, their muscles to break down. You know, so it was a disorder of sulfur metabolism. In fact, if you were to call B6 the antiscorbutic substance, you'd be more accurate than saying vitamin C, even though they weren't getting B6 either. It was, again, it was because they weren't getting B6 that they had scurvy. It was a disorder of sulfur metabolism. But the concentrated extract that was made up, what did survive the near boiling, was the sulfur compound. It was changed into other forms, but they were able to get sulfur in an organic form that the body was able to survive the onslaught of high methionine in the absence of B6.
Now, I don't know if everybody just dropped their bottle of orange juice listening to you, Chris, because, you know, wait a second. Now, vitamin C was the thing, and you're telling me it was destroyed in that original stuff that they said prevented reverse scurvy. And, in fact, through this boiling of the lemon and limes and the syrup that was created, you're talking about sulfur, which can survive the heat, of course, and how that impacted on sulfur metabolism, in fact, what scurvy is. So we're going to further this discussion along. Also, I want to address the issue for those that will say, but what about I take vitamin C and this happens? Or what about my doctor infused me with vitamin C intravenously and this happened? So we are not going to leave a vitamin C powder unturned if we can avoid it this hour with Chris Barr. This is an amazing and an important hour here, giving you perspective so that you can make better informed decisions about the things you want to take in terms of food or supplemental forms of food, not synthetic isolates, for your good health and even to reverse very serious diagnoses like the big C, not vitamin C, but cancer. We'll be back with Chris Barr, Not a Doc, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell
Show. Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I'm already notching this Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's one of the most important educational second hours we're ever doing. On vitamin C, or vitamin C motherapy, as I like to call it. Why do I like to call it that? That's what Chris Barr is here to explain. He's not a doc. He's better. He's smarter. And we can't rebuild him. We don't need to. He's doing it right. Chris, thanks for sharing a little Father's Day broadcast with us today, laying it out what vitamin C is or isn't in terms of what that concoction was that they all claimed prevented and reversed scurvy. those these sulfur compounds, and that scurvy is a disorder of sulfur metabolism. But now we got all the people out there screaming and yelling at us going, wait a second, but I take this sodium ascorbate, calcium ascorbate, or ascorbic acid orally as a supplement, and this is what happened for me that I claim is great. Or Dr. So-and-so intravenously introduced me grams of vitamin C, and this is what happened. So now I want to understand what is the positive, negative, neutral benefits, and then other things we can do instead of.
Well, the best way to make people start to have some understanding of this is I like to use the example, if you lack energy, snort some Coke. You'll get energy. It works.
Now, don't snort some Coke. No.
Okay. It works for the wrong reason, though. Well, vitamin C is not so harmful as cocaine is, but when it works for the wrong reason. So it's what I call a nutraceutical. It's not a nutrient. It's something that they've taken from food and utilized it medicinally in a particular application. For instance, we're told things like vitamin C is for collagen. Well, actually, the key to collagen is the mineral silicon. And we're told vitamin C is an antioxidant. Well, selenium is a much more potent antioxidant. You know, there's nothing that they say that vitamin C does, but there isn't something else nutritional that the body utilizes for that more efficiently in smaller amounts and in much more availability in the human dietary if we would actually eat non-processed and variety of foods. Okay. So this substance called vitamin C is actually a backup mechanism that the body utilizes in the absence of the real nutrients that it really needs, wants, and desires. And what's worse is when you take large amounts, well, the reason that it works and doesn't work, see, it works for some folks, it doesn't work for others. That's been one of the big criticisms from anti-nutrition folks. Well, it doesn't do what you say it does when we do these studies. Well, that's because it works on a Peter principle. When you put large amounts of vitamin C into the bloodstream, it causes an excited production from the adrenal glands of glucocorticoids. Well, those are stress hormones. Now, glucocorticoids in the bloodstream do neutralize virus, bacteria, but guess what else they neutralize? I'm waiting for a guess there, Robert.
No. Do tell.
They neutralize vitamin C, ascorbic acid, in the bloodstream. You see, the reason glucocorticoids are produced with high levels of intravenous or even oral vitamin C is it's a stress reaction. The body is responding to this substance, so much of which is there that's not supposed to be there. So for some people whose bodies are not too badly wrecked, they can recover from infections faster. But from those whose bodies are overstressed or they're not in as good a shape, they're not killing as much infection as they are neutralizing vitamin C. Because when glucocorticoids and vitamin C meet, the vitamin C is broken up, is dissolved, is neutralized. So when it works for a medicinal reason. It's causing a reaction from the adrenal glands, which, by the way, I would submit that's not a good idea. Our adrenals in 21st century America are way overworked. So we want to, on purpose, make them produce more of a stress hormone?
No, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. So for some people that works to some degree, and I've had doctors, medical doctors, who have used IV vitamin C for years. A meeting that we were at, the Best Answer for Cancer Foundation, one of the leading authorities on IVC therapy, who publicly addressed the doctors and noted, well, sometimes we use the really high amounts, and if that doesn't work, we use a more moderate amount, which is still really high, by the way. And if that doesn't work, we stop using it. Well, that was so refreshing because most of these doctors have been conned about this substance, and they just use it because they're told that it kills vitamin C. But the truth is, it doesn't get rid of it. by itself. It's other things that they're doing, and then whether you get someone who will be responsive. And I've seen this going back to the early 80s from doctors admitting this to me. I'm just seeing more of them admit it publicly now. One doctor even recently told me, who's been doing this for 30 years, you know, it doesn't work. Now, he didn't mean it never works. When he said that, as he clarified it, but that was his quote. It doesn't work, because by itself it doesn't. And the degree of effectiveness, even with other things, is not very good. So he readily accepted when I laid out the biochemistry to him faster than I've ever had any scientist, biochemist, or doctor, and said, we've got to expose this ruse. And so I guess now is finally the time after almost 40 years since I've discovered this.
Well, as you know, Chris,
he even told the Nobel Prize Committee when he gave his acceptance speech. And you can look it up on Google, by the way. They have everybody's speech there. At the end of the 10 or 11 page speech, like three or four paragraphs from the end, he noted that the form in food always worked, but the chemically produced form didn't always work. And nobody has paid attention. That was 80 years ago that he said that.
Chris,
so he was kind of chicken about it. He wouldn't talk about it much.
Sure. But he also talked about the conflicts associated with what this new product would be and how profitable it would be as well, because they could make it for pennies on the dollar and sell it. That, Chris, there's such a religious dogma about vitamin C. There's been a lot of resistance over many years, and even some to this day, about this. Will people be willing to listen? I think now they are, and they will, because there is desperation out there as chronic disease is on the rise. Despite so-called advancements in intelligence and modern medicine, we are more targeted in our chemo. Of course, even if you're more targeted in your SEMO, as we talked about SEMO therapy, is it the efficient way to go? Or can we do things, like I say and you say, with selenium at microgram dosages that even grams of C may not ever be able to accomplish?
Yeah, and realize that a milligram is a thousand micrograms. A gram is a million micrograms. So we're talking about people using hundreds of millions of micrograms of vitamin C when a thousand micrograms of selenium would do.
Yeah, when we talk about it, as basic as a cold or a flu, like a sudden onset acute response scenario, we do that. I increase my selenium, my whole food selenium, and it does what I perceived it would take grams of C to do in the past when I didn't know better. But when people are doing the whole food C, what actually are they doing? Because there is a whole food supplemental form of C, but it's not ascorbic acid or calcium ascorbate.
Yes, and it's also only available in, I think, 400 milligrams in a very large tablet, so you can't take very much of it. And, of course, it is much more effective at a very small dose. I think it's like a quantitatively a 1,500 to 1. I mean, it's much more effective at the response in the body than the synthetic varieties are. So if you're going to do that, we use a whole food form. But, again, you don't need to. It's not the most effective way to deal with anything that substance allegedly does anyhow.
Well,
so I've never used it since I've discovered this almost 40 years ago. And I have better results than anybody that I know of with all the things that people use vitamin C for. And I've never used it with anybody.
What of the Pauling fanatics and others that follow along the lines of, hey, goats make X number of thousands of milligrams of C every day internally, and humans lost that ability, so you should be taking that much?
Well, their basis is saying, by saying that, they're saying that humans are an evolutionary throwback. Okay, I'm not buying that. I'm telling you the reason we don't make it is because the human body has found a better way than goats and every other animal that there is. We simply have a more efficient system. So it's not an evolutionary throwback. It's an improvement that the body has made. Which, again, when you see how the substance vitamin C works, it's not as efficient as selenium, as silicon, as organic sulfur metabolites are.
Mm-hmm.
So I just toss that out. And don't get me started on Putz Pauling.
No, we've covered him together on the air, so I'm sorry to bring it up, but I didn't want to upset you. But the idea was, I hear folks out there going, but what about, right? And I know that in our hour together today, we can't really cover everything about it, but I think, and I'm really pleased with what we have been able to cover thus far, especially the origin point of getting people to understand that concoction, that syrupy mix on the ocean vessels, that they called the people limeys for was not a vitamin C scenario, that it was a sulfur mix of stuff, right? And what scurvy really is. And making these distinctions, this is a very important thing. And again, most health-oriented shows, even if they're holistically inclined, don't go here. And that's why I felt it was so important to get you on this Father's Day to do it.
Well, again, I've yet to find anybody that supports vitamin C that has read Lynn's treatise, Zent Georgi's study, and his speech given when he was given a Nobel Prize for his discovery, allegedly.
Right.
So they don't have a fraction of the facts necessary to know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, folks, this isn't to say that ascorbic acid or these ascorbics are going to kill you necessarily, because they seem to be water-soluble and a high tolerance at some point, that it's not a deadly drug per se, but it isn't also the natural solution that you've been told it was. Would that be safe to say?
Yes, it's relatively safe to say. It's an innocuous substance found in the food supply that can have some benefit in smaller amounts. But when you get into larger amounts, it does cause immune suppression, actually, and adrenal stress. You know, so large amounts, and by large I mean anything more than 400 or 500 milligrams a day, you're causing damage.
Okay, folks, pay attention to this, and if we went too quickly on anything, or if it's the first time you've heard it, you'll want to replay it. The archives are going to be up pretty shortly at GCN, where we're syndicated, and they'll be up after that at SoundCloud on robertscottbell.com on my website here. Chris Barr, a good buddy, not a doc. He's going to stick with us. We're going to find out what killed Flounder. What killed Flounder? And we'll also talk about some funny dads on Father's Day. Why not? Lighten it up, folks. It's Father's Day. Go out and give your dad a bowling ball or something fun like that. All right. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and 100% whole food selenium. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
What's my Delta Tau Chi name?
Dorfman, give me some last thought. Now on, your name is Flounder.
Flounder?
Bye-bye, Flounder. 63 years old, Stephen First. He's no longer with us. Super Don, you know why. And, of course, Chris Bard, not a doc, knows why, but... what are they saying and what really killed him? Chris, what do you think? Animal House, Stephen First, dead at 63.
Well, his character was an overweight, and he spent his whole life that way. And overweight means under chromium. And he died from complications of diabetes is the official cause given, which means Stephen First died from gross chromium deficiency.
Folks, there are so many people suffering from type 2 diabetes that don't need to be, and they're not being given good information. And I'm not only just meeting the doctor, I'm meeting a lot of holistic folks out there that don't understand that form of chromium matters. We talk about whole foods versus fractional isolates, much less what we discussed this hour about vitamin C therapy. There's a difference. There's a difference in the health information that you get out there. And a lot of what you perceive to be good health products and supplements might have some food form stuff at the base, but thrown in on top of the mix synthetic isolates, including the wrong forms of chromium. Stephen First died of gross chromium deficiency. Anybody that dies of that form of diabetes does. All right,
well,
we're going to leave
Robert just quickly interjecting. Mm-hmm. They specifically said he died from complications of. Well, what are the complications of diabetes? Kidney disease, 3 to 5 times as much kidney disease in diabetics than in non-diabetics. Kidneys are one of the four organs in the body that chromium is concentrated in, provided you have chromium to concentrate there. So why do they have kidney disease 3 to 5 times much? Because they don't have chromium. Heart disease. Well, the primary food for strength and operation of the cardiovascular system is chromium. If you don't have it, and if you're diabetic, you don't, you have 3 to 5 times as much heart disease. The complications of heart disease are due to chromium, gross chromium deficiency, the same thing that causes the diabetes in the first place.
Exactly. Folks, there's information, thanks to Chris, also in Unlock the Power to Heal. He's written a couple of books on selenium and chromium as well, focus points on the whole food form. There is a difference. You keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Download the archives as you can. Now, it is Dad's Day, and we're sorry for the family of Steve, I'm sorry, of Kent, of Flounder, but we got it for all the dads still alive. They have comments about what it's like to be a dad. I like Kevin Hart's comment here. It says, I tease my kids. I'm big on that. Like, my kids have big heads. I tell them every day, like, dude, your heads are so huge. It's so disgusting how big your heads are. I say it before anyone else does. That's my part of parenting. So there you go. Kevin Hart letting his kids have it. Love it.
That's pretty funny. You know, and Chris Rock actually has an interesting comment here because, you know, as I was looking at stuff for the show, you know, I'm always trying to find audio and stuff like that. I was trying to find some song or something about dads, right? And I'm not a big fan of country music, but it seems like country music has the market. They've cornered the market on songs about dads. It's like there are no songs out there that are like dad songs that are rock, you know, or something like that. And Chris Rock brings up the point. He says, everybody takes daddy for granted. Just listen to the radio. Everything's mama. Mama this, mama that. He says, what's the daddy song on the radio? Papa was a Rolling Stone. If you know the lyrics to that song, it's not a really great song to play in honor of dads, is it?
No, not so good. Here's one from Conan O'Brien. I like this one. Just taught my kids about taxes by eating 38% of their ice cream. That's a good
there
dad.
You go.
That's
that'll,
a good dad.
That'll have an impact, right?
Of course, Chris is going to have raw organic ice cream that the government won't get a hold of any of it. So he's got a good lesson too, Chris.
Yeah, that's great. Yep. Organic raw milk, real milk as I call it, because if it isn't raw, it's not real.
Yes. And matter of fact, I had some raw, real ice cream at Dr. Marlene Siegel's party yesterday. So I had more fat than you can imagine and feeling great. Folks, this has been a great Father's Day edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to Not a Doc, Chris Barr. Appreciate you being here, my friend.
Appreciate you having me and getting the truth out.
You got it. Love to Angelica as well. And, hey, hug a dad. Hug a grandpa, Super Don. Hug yourself if you got no one else around you to hug. Or hug a tree. We don't care. Get some chromium and pine tar. All right, folks, we're back tomorrow with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Why? Because the power to heal is yours. And happy Father's Day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.